You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Eleanor Gray's Psychic Destiny with Eleanor Gray.
Eleanor Gray.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Eleanor Gray's Psychic Destiny
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hi there, everybody. It's Eleanor Grace, and I'm with you on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. So here we go for today's Psychic Destiny show. Welcome to you all. It's great to see you, and I hope you're having a great day. But we are going to be looking at some of your future prospects, where we will be doing live readings here. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm from London in the United Kingdom, and I'm reaching to all of you across the world. And that is such a wonderful thing that we can do with technology nowadays. And it doesn't really affect any of those psychic airwaves. That's what we're all about, being able to show you how psychic energy works, how to connect with you, and also how to really give you some encouragement, some psychic edge, some guidance as well from spirit guides, from your clairvoyant and psychic energy that is going to be in your aura. That's what we read, and that's what we like to show you as well. So we're going to go forward, and we're really thinking about spring and summer and lighter nights and lots of great weather, something we talk about a lot here in the UK, because we don't get a great deal of good weather, but you know, we are on the up as we can speak. So let's have a look. Now, I will be using this psychic comet here today. Now, this is a lovely tool. I use it a lot in my readings. It's rose quartz. And what I do with this is just allow the psychic comet here to swing. It's a bit like a pendulum swinging. And this is where I can drop the comet, drop the pendulum right down onto one of the cards that I will be displaying to you. So the rose quartz, it's all about love and prosperity and being able as well to really take yourself forward. Now, we've got Heather here on the line from Texas. Hello there, Heather. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello there to you. Heather, that's a very, very pretty name. It reminds me a lot of Scotland, where all the heather grows, but I should imagine there's lots of places in the US where heather is growing abundantly. So I want to connect to you right now. I've got a man standing right by you here. He seems to be part of your entourage. So he's somebody that you're close to, is not in spirit, is here, is in the earth plane, as we say, or in real life and right by your side. Now, this is a man who is very, very willing to take you in life wherever you want to go. Now, do you have that feeling about you, Heather, that you want to explore the world, you want to have a big life, not a small little life? No, that's not for you, Heather. It's a big, expansive experience of what can I do, what can I achieve, where can I go, how can I be the most positive person I can be? I can hear a little titter there. So is that correct, is it, Heather? Is that how you feel?
Yes, I would love to live overseas. I would love to live in Scotland. I would love to be over there.
Well, there you are. You see, Scotland, I went to straight away, didn't I? So, oh, Heather's in Scotland, and that's where I placed you. Maybe that is going to come true for you. Let's just ask the cards on that. So do you know the man who is by your side, this man who loves you so much, who's going to grab hold of your hand and take you forward? Or is he yet to come into your life? Because if he is to come into your life, then it's about to happen. It's really quite magical. So where are you there? Are you in a committed relationship right now?
No, ma'am, that would be amazing.
Well, this is the next thing to happen to you then, plus this expansive life and Scotland and all of those lovely images that I have in my psychic energy here, that I just want to pick you up, Heather, and place you in a different space altogether. And that's where you're going to be. Here we have for you, this is the Fool card here in the tarot. Now, the Fool card is just one of those cards that is a promise. It's not about you being foolish. It's about you having the promise, the wish, the free will to do whatever it is that you want to do in your life. It's following, really, what I've already said. But this is a time where you are about to receive an abundance of change, I think, in your life, and really want to fulfill those dreams, really grab hold of those ambitions and make sure that it's you that is following exactly your own path, your own dream. Now, the Fool card is about all of that. It's not just a wish, but it's saying to you, you can jump off that precipice, you can take that leap of faith, you can be in charge, and you can sort of close your eyes, hold your nose, dive in and say, I've got nothing to lose. Now, if you were to say that to yourself, I've got absolutely nothing to lose here, then that would be your best full start. That would be your new start. You could draw a line under everything that's been and gone in the past. You're not going to disregard people. There are people that are very important to you. I can see that. There's family behind you. So there's people wishing you well. But you have such a strong independent streak here that, you know, this is not going to hold you back. In fact, it will be the opposite. You will go forward and your family will follow. So where you lead, they will follow. So you're a bit of a trailblazer. Do you like sport? Do you like fitness and feeling in control of your body and control of yourself, and really wanting to show everybody else that, you know, people can follow you? Is that something that naturally comes to you, Heather?
Not sports, but people do naturally follow me, yes. And my family, definitely. No matter where I move, they move too.
So it's not so much the sporty side of it, but it's that strength, isn't it? That's what I'm connecting to, that inner strength. Yes. That tells me that, okay, if you were in a race, then you would want to win it. You would be there right at the forefront and expecting to be gaining that medal, gaining that trophy. And that's exactly what you will do. Now, the Hierophant here is your next card. Let me just take that back a bit so you can see it. The Hierophant is about contracts. It's about social utility. It's about getting out there into life, into the world. But you've got negotiations on the horizon. You have to set yourself into a mindset here where you can do anything that you want to. You can negotiate to whatever extent that you want to in terms of a new contract. So you're likely to be having an appraisal. This can be your own. Nobody else needs to judge you at all. You don't need that in any way. But you are likely to be considering a new option. And the new option that you're going to consider really does make you think, oh, do you know what? I've got a lot more power here to my elbow than I actually thought. So this is a great start for you. August, your life is changing massively this coming August. It's a few months away, but there's a lot to do. There's a lot of negotiations for you to do. So contract, new job, contracts. I mean, really, it's changing everything. And you've got this offer here.
I start a new job tomorrow.
Tomorrow! Yay!
I literally am starting a new job tomorrow.
Well, you've also got the ace here that goes along with it. How fantastic is that? So the ace of cups is saying to you, this is a great job. You're gonna walk it. It's a brilliant, brilliant time. And you'll enjoy it more so than anything. It seems to be made in heaven. You know, just something that is there for you that you can say, yeah, I did it. You know, I made that happen all for myself. So the contracts, the negotiations, recent past, this clean sheet of paper that you can write your own story on, that is happening now. Now, through this route, because you've got the Ace of Cups, this is where you here, you, Heather, you are going to meet the person that I've been talking about. You're going to meet the man that I've said is by your side and somebody that will absolutely make your dreams come true in many ways, because he's going to help you. He's going to love you. He's going to be there supporting you. But you can expect a lot of expansion within the next couple of years. And it starts now. First stage of that is the job. But the next stage is about meetings, greetings, feeling comfortable within yourself and also feeling quite important. I think you will recognize and realize once you start the job that you know a lot more than anybody else, that you have an opportunity that is different to everybody else. And that opportunity is to expand your circle, expand your social I think social circle, but also bigger than that. It's a professional group that I think you will want to hold by your side and sort of really keep close to you. They're applauding you. I can hear spirits applauding you as well. So you've had a grievance. There is a grieving element to your story, isn't there? Because I've got spirit saying to me, or sort of indicating to me, that there's a loss that you have suffered, and there's been some difficult times in the past, and they really sort of, I feel that I want to say that however difficult it's been, you've dug down really deep and you've helped yourself. You've pulled yourself up a lot, and that is commendable. Do you understand that, Heather? Do you understand what I'm saying to you here? That there is a loss, a sense of loss. Okay. So is there a mother or a grandmother that was close to you in spirit now? Because I've got a lady, but I've also got a man. The couple are there. They seem to be together. And I feel that is really important for you to be able to make that connection. So do you automatically recognize who they are for you?
It was probably my grandparents.
Yeah.
My grandfather passed away a long time ago, but he was my best friend.
So your grandmother, did she pass away fairly recently?
No, it's been about 10 years, I think.
Okay.
My other grandmother passed away about 5.
Who passed away 5 years ago? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
My other grandmother. I wasn't necessarily close to her, but...
Okay. I've got the couple together. So this would be the grandparents who were together, who are married, who have come forward here. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's another 4 souls in spirit around you. So yes, you're the grandmother would be there. But there's also other people who belong to your soul group. They don't necessarily belong to your family. And there is a difference here. And these are individuals that you've known or you've encountered in your journey, in your life so far. There's the initial of B, for bedtime. That is a very prominent letter that I want to pass over to you, but also to say to you that you have to meet your challenges with as much bravado as you possibly can. So whatever has happened in the past, and we're live on air, so we don't want to really go into all of those difficulties. But whatever that has been for you, the bravado, the shell around you that you've created has worked and is still working, and you must keep that going. And this is coming from your grandparents. They're pushing you forward, and I think they obviously pushed a pram, because they're showing me a pram here. That often indicates to me that you will have somebody telling you that there's a birth, because there's a baby in a pram that is just on the horizon. So that's a congratulatory story, and that's not necessarily you. But I do promise that falling in love is very, very much on the cards for you. Remember, you have this new love that's coming in. There's a point in destiny here, the Ace of Cups. When you get the Ace of Cups here, Heather, it won't pass you by. So, going to love and leave you, and I really hope that you do get to Scotland and enjoy some of the wonderful fields full of heather over in Scotland. So, thank you for calling. And I'm going to my next caller on the line now. Hello, who am I speaking to now?
Hey, Anne.
Hello, Anne. Yes. Hi,
how are you?
Good, I'm good. You're through to Eleanor, and I'm just going to have a look at your cards and really link into you. So you're from Illinois then, Anne. So
yes.
Happy days, that's what I'm getting straight away. They're all around you. So you've had some recent times, I think, that have been, I think, oh, what a relief, what a sense of relief I'm getting. Good news about your health, I think, Anne, is on its way to you. Have you had a health issue? I mean, often we don't talk too much about health on air, but I have got this as well, and I've got bottles of medicine and pills and things, and good news associated to your health and well-being. Does that make sense to you, Anne?
Yes.
Okay, so tests that you would have had recently, they're all good, I think. And there will be some adjustments, this is what I'm getting, that you have to be aware that there's some tweaks, there's some little sort of changing of knobs and tuning in, and let me just look at this, and let me look at you, Anne, and let me look at your aura, and let me see what I can see. But there's some adjustments that very, very fine tuning. And I just feel that it's all very much better. Happy days, happy days. That's what I want to give to you, what I am giving to you. And this is going to come from a sense of well-being. I'm jumping up and down and just thinking, yeah, great, I feel better. I feel so much better. And that's how you're going to be. Do you have a daughter, Anne? I've got a daughter around you. Yeah. One or two, was the one in spirit, did you lose a little baby at all? Because I've got a little soul here in spirit. She wouldn't, it was a girl, wouldn't have been fully born though. So maybe a miscarriage or an early sort of loss. Not that you know of, no?
No, I just had one and she was born normal.
Oh yes, yes, your daughter is here. She's lovely, she's beautiful. But I do have another soul in spirit around you. Long time ago, so perhaps it was just that that was a soul waiting to incarnate, couldn't do it, not in this lifetime. It happens, it does happen. But it's a good thing, because this is a very protective energy that is around you. And this is saying that, well, I've just got the star here. This is your daughter. So she is achieving something quite marvelous. You will know about this. Are you aware that she's striving forward at the moment to make something happen, and wants and needs your approval, loves you, loves to have and hear what you say to her. So she loves talking to you and being able to have those that sense of mother love from you. Is that something that you know about? Do you provide that to her? I'm sure you do. But are you aware that this is something that's very important?
No, I cannot. I'm not aware.
Okay. You're not aware. Do you talk to her a lot, do you, Anne?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe it's just what I'm connecting to. I mean, there's no real need for it. I'm just happy it's such an abundant relationship. And this has come through to me. It's what I've been given. So great news for you and around your daughter. So I do feel the obstacles that perhaps were blocking your energy going back to November have now been removed, and this will be that health and that sense of well-being. Maybe your daughter has been very instrumental in that journey and in your sense of who you are and really what you feel about yourself. Confidence is improving a great deal. You've got the Lovers card that has come through. That's real. Oh, sorry, there we are. Let me pull it back for you. That's really special. The Lovers card is something that I often associate and will do for you too, to new chances, new opportunities. So let's have a look now at this rose quartz crystal. It's like a pendant and like a pendulum. And this is saying to me that really what you have to do, Anne, is take a little piece of yourself and put it into a little box and just imagine that this is giving you a great sense of trust. So love returning into your life and you feeling happy and a sense of new beginnings and a sort of new birth is around you. So partly this is your health, partly this is you feeling so very, very much better than you were perhaps in November. But also this is about you having new realizations. It's about the truth coming to you and for you finding yourself, really, you know, getting this sort of sense of you finding yourself in a different space altogether, and that you must take hold of this now and use it to your advantage, because you're being given here this clear space that's right ahead, so you can do anything that you want. You can change it in any way that you wish. You're moving at a fast pace as well, so you will be going for it in life. You'll be challenging people, you'll be wanting to establish your authority and also your prominence over others. So it's sort of watch out the world, because Anne's coming, and I feel that that's going to be predominantly how you want to show yourself to the world. Lots of confidence, following, I suppose, this sort of sense of just not feeling great, you know, wanting to be able to prove that you're back on top again, and you will do. There's a lot of psychic energy around you, so I do feel that your dreams will have been very prominent recently, and spirit have come into your dreams as well. Guidance is there, and you've been able to connect. Now, I do have a lady here who does sit on your bed at night. She comes to visit you, so in your subconscious state that she's going to be there. It doesn't seem to be a mother, I don't feel, or a grandmother, but perhaps more a person that you have been very close to, a friend or even a sister, auntie, but it's a person that I feel just comes to stroke your hair, make you feel great. Is it like a very strong nursing quality? It could be an angel that you've got, your own special angel that visits you to help you see clarity and help you work your way forward in your life, because you need that. But spirit around your room, don't be worried or concerned. It's a comforting and knowledgeable, very wise soul that is around you, that's guiding you, a bit of a goddess. And I think that you may be as well wanting to be in that sort of energy where you're feeling your own self-empowerment. Is that something that you've been aspiring to, Anne?
Yes. Good.
Because you've got some presents that are coming here from spirit. So this is like opening Pandora's box, not knowing quite what is going to come out. So you do need to be quite prepared for that. You need to be prepared for, I suppose, some lovely surprises, some enthralling surprises, some marvelous and beautiful experiences from spirit. So when you're trying to connect yourself, because I'm sure you do, I'm sure that when you fall asleep at night that you're thinking about those loved ones in spirit, about angels and goddesses wanting to get into that energy, and you are, you're already there. So try and document some of your very sort of light-hearted dreams and just make a few notes, look back on those, because they are important and they're guiding you. So in that subconscious state, you will find that there's premonitions and all sorts of different things to connect to. You're not sleeping very well. I can see here that there's a waking moments, lots of waking moments that you're having, aren't there? I feel that's difficult for you to get through. It's settling down, it's trying to settle. So when you get those at sort of 2-3 in the morning, even 4 or 5, or all of them, you know, if you're only sleeping short periods of time, do try very hard to visualize this lovely golden energy. So like put this golden twinkling substance in a balloon in your dream, and it's that face of an angel that you really want to see. And this is an angel energy that's with you, that's just like a bit of a magic wand. And that's what I'm connecting to. So that's a cosmic order that I'm going to send out for you to, when you go to sleep tonight, tomorrow, the next day, and so on, that you do have that strength around you, and that you have that golden dust helping you to sleep, because you're recovering from trauma, from being poorly, being ill. It's really hard, but you've got to fight to stay on top, and you are doing, you will do. Your daughter's helping you, she is listening to you, so listening to everything that you're saying. And I feel that, you know, her kind words and her words to you are important as well. Just seems to be that star mother daughter bond, very, very strong, but movement is here. So you're jumping forward, new things to embrace, and try to do something new from tomorrow. Make yourself a promise, or even try to make one of your rooms look better, your home environment. Maybe decide to, you know, really get a paintbrush out and change the color scheme, be a bit more vibrant, or have a makeover yourself and just get yourself some bright colored clothes to be in and to celebrate who you are, because sunshine is in your soul and it's going to be there for a very long time. So be positive, smile, really see yourself being happy, and enjoy the moment, enjoy the time that you're in. It's been lovely speaking to you, Anne, and I hope you've enjoyed your reading and also those very special connections to angels in spirit. And I wish that your dreams are really strong and pleasantly connect you to your own personal angel. So thank you for joining us on the show. Now, I've been Eleanor Grace, and I will see you again same time next week, and we will be looking into some candle energy, how you can open your own psychic eye is here. So I'll be coming in with some tips and tricks as to how to improve your own psychic ability. So join us then on A1R Psychic Radio, Moonstruck TV, and don't be late. I'll see you then. Bye bye for now.